Senate and Assembly Energy Committees will hold an informational hearing in Two Rivers. Representative Jim Seletsky is a Democrat from Green Bay and chairman of the Assembly panel. He says he eventually wants to remove the moratorium on adding nuclear power in the state.
If we're planning our future and how we're going to light Wisconsin and run our industries and manufacturing plants, how we're going to charge battery-operated cars, that we have to consider using nuclear power plants.
Seletsky says Governor Doyle's global warming task force last year cracked open the door to possibly adding more nuclear energy. But he says no plant would be built for several years and would be expensive. The potential multi-billion dollar cost of a new nuclear power plant is a concern of one of the invited speakers at today's hearing. Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board also says the Obama administration is talking about slowing down work at a proposed nuclear waste dump in Nevada.
Without Yucca Mountain, there's no place to put the waste. And in the long run, the lack of a place to put the waste could make it difficult for new nuclear plants to be built.
Labor union leaders, state regulators, and power company executives are among the other people scheduled to speak to the lawmakers, who will take testimony from invited speakers only. Representative Seletsky says he hopes a bill following up on the recommendations of the Global Warming Task Force can be taken up later this year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.